We're crawling to the end of the charter season over on Below Deck. You can stream Below Deck on Hayu. We have one episode to go. I know that you have really enjoyed this season. I am 50-50. I either love it or hate it. Generally, in each episode, it's a bit of the 50-50. There'll be moments I love and moments that I hate. There's still making out. Like we got a toilet make-out session between the two deckhands. Who is it?
It's a deckhand and a stew.
I'm getting so confused because everyone makes out with everyone. I can never remember who's making out. But anyway, stop making out in toilets is my thing.
I love it.
Ah, yuck. Go into a toilet with a cameraman next to us and start making out. Like it's just giving performative. It's not giving sexy. So that's all I will say about that. I also want to say stop making the crew dress up and do stupid shit. I don't want to see a chief stew on a fake horse like the Kentucky Derby riding around in the lounge thing. This is a luxury super yacht. I don't know why they have kids' parties. I don't get that.
I suppose they're trying to make it fun.
I know, but isn't it tacky and terrible and awkward?
I agree.
It's kids' party shit.
But even Anthony the chef did say these women are pretty and they're rich, but they're eating like children. They've got all these dietary requirements. He might as well get a bag. Dinosaur chicken nuggets for them.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that explains. But I tend to agree with the dress-up parties. I find them cringy.
Mm.
But then if it was just people sitting there hoity-toity having dinner and we just discussed the food the whole time, it would be boring to watch.
It's a balancing act. Like how can you make it entertaining but not make it tacky? Sometimes I see the tablescapes, like they zoom in on them and it just looks like someone went into Spotlight and Spotlight threw up on the table.
Oh, the $2 shop.
Yeah. And they walk out and they go, oh, it's so beautiful. I'm like, that's shit. And I wouldn't want to eat my dinner next to that $2 strand of pearls.
And the people have been crawling all over the table to get the stuff on there because we see them.
Yes.
Probably been wiped after you've been laying all over it.
Yeah. Look, I don't actually think Fraser has done a good job as chief stew this season because I think he should have fired Selene a long time ago. He's gone from wanting to fire people really quickly and having the captains turn around and go, no, just let's take some time and work with this person, to then not going and doing anything at all. I really didn't enjoy the Selene cast member this time around. She's just so green. She's not super yacht quality.
No. And then you've got Rainbow, who is a very, very good worker, but then she's got this weird aggression issue where she wants to actually fight people. Like, I talk about fighting people, but I've never been in a fight and I don't actually plan on hitting people. But I think this girl wants to fight. She's a quiet one that's ready to bash someone, and it seems strange.
We've had Hugo drop the ball. So Hugo has made a mistake in not checking the location of the boat. So that was, I love it when the captain calls them up to tell them off for something. I know that's really mean and nasty, but he took it really well and he wasn't like sad or sticky about it. There was
He's a good bosun.
I like him.
He's boring TV.
I think he has the potential to not be boring because there's I think from early on, there's a bit of, I don't know if it was swinging, but there's a lot of openness that he has.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Like, I think he'd be a fantastic worker and I would hire him if he was, like, I was the captain. But for TV, I'm finding him vanilla. I like Scottish. What's his name?
Oh.
Kyle.
He is on the edge of a breakdown, don't you think?
He is. And probably. It's what he's doing is not healthy. And I wouldn't like to see my own child in that position.
Yeah.
But for TV, I mean,
He's
what?
unpredictable, and it feels like he could do anything because he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm, they're the vibes I'm getting from him.
Yeah. He's good TV. I do worry about his mental health.
Yeah.
As the mother in me is concerned about that, but the reality TV fan in me is like, yes, I want to keep watching you because you're wild and crazy and unpredictable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one episode left to go. Let's see if Chef Anthony has a meltdown and if we can make it to the end of the charter season without anybody getting fired.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.